USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Days before longtime Republican operative Roger Stone was to start a 40-month term in the federal pen, President Trump commutes his sentence. Stone, speaking to reporters outside of his South Florida home, called the charges against him flimsy and the trial against him, quote, manifestly unfair.
The jury makeup included not a single Republican, not a single independent, not a single military veteran. It could have been the Bush-Obama administration alumni association meeting. We've also appealed the ruling on my conviction.
He adds that he's glad he has the commutation because he wants to clear his name. The White House in a statement says Stone was a victim of the Russia hoax. What's left of Tropical Storm Faye is heading to western New England. The storm made landfall north of Atlantic City, New Jersey, Friday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Trump is in Florida. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg updates us on his activities in the Sunshine State.
President Trump took part in a live stream briefing at U.S. Southern Command on Friday that highlighted a new counter-narcotics operation that has detained more than 1,000 drug traffickers and robbed the Venezuelan government of illicit profits. The president saying this is all helping to limit the number of overdose deaths in the United States.
Last year, 70,000 precious American lives were taken because of the poison the cartels bring into our country. Under my administration, drug overdose deaths fell for the first time in nearly 30 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What's left of the Palace of Auburn Hills outside of Detroit was demolished this morning. The former home of the Detroit Pistons has been closed since 2017. Demolition began last December. The Pistons and the NHL Red Wings now play at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It has been 5 years since South Carolina brought down the Confederate flag over its state house. It was after a white supremacist wanting to start a race war had killed 9 black people inside Charleston's Emanuel AME Church, including the pastor, state senator Clementa Pinckney. In the aftermath of numerous protests, many Minneapolis police officers are resigning. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
More than 150 Minneapolis police officers are filing work-related disability claims after the death of George Floyd, with about three-quarters of those citing post-traumatic stress disorder as the reason for their planned departures. Their duty disability claims come as the city is seeing an increase in violent crime, and while city leaders push a proposal to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new agency that would have a more holistic approach. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A pair of high school sophomores in Frisco, Texas created a fundraiser to buy gift cards for frontline workers. Tanya Sayuge tells KTVT they wanted to honor them for their work on the pandemic.
Every morning we watch the news and I see how much time and effort that people put into their jobs.
Frisco Mayor Jeff Chaney noticed their efforts and gave them a shout-out email. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson has faced protests and calls to step down for the last couple of weeks. She's been under fire since she read the names and partial addresses of at least 10 protesters who called for the city to defund the police last month. Crewson says she's not going anywhere. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.